We're going to open the special meeting for Benton County Planning Commission on today's date, September 24th, 2024, 6 p.m. Business will be CZ 2024-002, a proposal by the City of Benton City and requesting a rezone of parcel 11396401199100 from light industrial to park district, and a rezone of parcel 11396401199100 from light industrial to RL5.
All right, with that, Brittany's got.
I'm going to do a roll call. Brian?
Yep.
Martin?
Yep.
Lloyd?
Here.
Robert?
Present.
Kelly?
Present.
The Benton County Planning Commission is an advisory body to the Board of County Commissioners. Any recommendation made tonight by the Planning Commission will be referred to the Board of County Commissioners for final decision. The meeting tonight is being conducted in both in-person and virtual platform. It is being digitally recorded, and consequently, in order to obtain an accurate record of the proceedings, all individuals who wish to address the Planning Commission must be recognized by the chairman before speaking. All individuals must speak clearly into the microphones provided, identify themselves by name and address. For those that are attending via WebEx, please make sure that your microphone remains muted until you are called upon to testify. Please make sure that all cell phones are turned off. Okay, I'm finished with that.
Okay, then we're ready for the staff report.
Do you want to open the public hearing first?
Okay. We'll open the public hearing.
Okay, so Brittany will then read the...
Just have a few questions that I need to ask before
okay.
We get started. Does anyone have any interest in the property or the application at the issue, or do they own property in close proximity of the property subject to the application?
No.
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 Nope.
Does anyone stand to gain or lose any financial benefit as a result of the outcome of this hearing?
No.
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 Can the members hear and consider the application in a fair and objective manner?
Yes.
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 Has anyone engaged in any ex parte communications with either proponents or opponents of the application?
No.
No.
No. No.
Does anyone in the audience wish to challenge on appearance of the fairness grounds participation in the matter by any member of the hearing body? No. Okay.
All right. With that, I'm Michelle Mercer. I am the Benton County Planning Manager, and I will give a summary of the application to the Planning Commission. So this is application ZC 2024-002, which is a zone change petition. The parcels are located southwest of 14th Street and Chris Avenue in the Benton City area. It is adjacent to city limits, but not within Benton City's urban growth area. The current parcels are both designated as light industrial, and the applicant is requesting to change the current parcel's designation of industrial to rural lands 5 acre for the Good property and to park district for the fish and wildlife property. The Planning Commission heard the preliminary comprehensive planned land use designation amendment on March 9th of this year. And this is the follow-up to that land use designation, which was approved by the county commissioners in May of this year. The Benton County Planning Division has met all of our public notice requirements, and we did not receive any comments regarding this proposal. With that, we recommend approval, forwarding a recommendation of approval to the Board of County Commissioners with the suggested findings of fact in the staff report. That is all staff has on this matter.
Do we have anyone in the audience that wishes to testify?
If you can please state your name and address into the record.
I'm Len Burton. Address use 1009
Dale Street in Benton City. I am the mayor of Benton City. It's very important that this zone change take place for a number of reasons. The area is currently used as a recreational area, has been used as a recreational area for quite some time, has fishing activities and other things that take place within it, and hiking, and has parking set aside. The goal is to establish a basically a state championship disc golf course in there. We've done a fair amount of planning to undertake that. We have limitations with the cultural use side of not being able to dig any ground or dig any holes, but we have solutions for that. The Washington State Disc Golf Association has looked at it and very excited. The local groups are very excited. We anticipate about 200 to 300 visitors per month to Benton City from outside the community to play this course. So we would appreciate the recommendation of the county commissioners to approve this. Thank you.
Do we have anyone else? Do we have anyone virtually that wants to respond?
There's no one online.
And there's no one opposing. Then we can open this up for discussion.
What's to discuss? I think it's awesome. Really. I think it's commendable by those that own the property and for Ben City to do the effort. It's similar to what they got in Columbia Park, right? So, I think the answers are there as far as not having to dig. You can put it on some kind of a heavy pedestal, right? And things will work out great. I think it's super.
Now, were there two test holes, Doug?
What is it?
Go ahead, Lloyd.
Were there two test holes, Doug, recently?
I know of no test holes, Doug. The state has allowed us to put a couple of kiosks in that location. The game department has. We worked substantially with the game department on this. For us to dig holes, we have to have a cultural survey done by the Yakima Nation, and we're not wanting to really jump through that loop. So basically the bases of the pedestals will be a half barrel of concrete, mm-hmm. holding them up, and we have special bases to fit in them, and we've thought it through quite well. The ground originally, was a farmland. You can still walk through it and see where the concrete irrigation pipes still are in places and that. And it's now basically overgrown with trees and some brush. And
okay. Do you or does staff know of any findings of historical significance since the 1863 original survey that was done by the General Land Office?
The Washington State Department of Archaeology had an opportunity to comment on this and the comprehensive plan amendment, and they did not have any comments. And so I suppose if there were any significant artifacts that they are aware of, they would have made that known. But because this isn't a land disturbance petition, this is zoning only. We didn't get into that depth of environmental review.
Okay.
Thank you. As it's not pertinent.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Any other questions or comments?
You're pushing it that way, so you want me to make the motion?
Well, we'll close the public portion of the hearing, and we'll take your motion.
All right. I move that the chairman, in conjunction with the secretary of the Planning Commission, prepare and adopt written findings and conclusions subject to the 14 findings of fact listed in the staff report dated September 10, 2024, reflecting the commission's recommendation for approval of the proposed zone change 2024 TEC 002. to change the zoning designation of two parcels from rural industrial to rural lands 5 acre for parcel 11396401199101 and park for parcel 11396401199102 that articulate and are consistent with the findings and conclusions and recommendations made by the Planning Commission tonight.
And second?
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay, should we take a roll call for the ones in favor?
Sorry, Ryan?
Yes.
Martin?
Yes.
Lloyd?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Kelly?
Affirmative, yes.
Motion passes.
Martin, just as a side note, since you're not present this evening, staff will reach out to you to get those findings of fact signed this week sometime.
Okay. All right. I'll call you tomorrow. We can talk.
We also need to approve the minutes that were included in your packets.
Okay.
We'll need a motion on that.
Do we have a motion to approve minutes from the last meeting?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Okay. Minutes are approved from last meeting.
And lastly, just looking ahead, staff will reach out with a couple of dates in November. At this time, we don't have anything currently on our docket, but we're anticipating perhaps having a zone change to bring forward to you in November. And just so you guys could be aware, they're the first and second Tuesdays of November that we're looking at.
The 5th?
Yes, the 5th and the 12th. I think it's regularly scheduled for the 12th, but we just wanted to make sure there's no scheduling conflicts.
12th doesn't work for me.
Okay.
The 5th does. I'll be hunting
again. So if you guys respond to Brittany when she reaches out with that date to confirm so we can have another meeting set, and then we will get in touch with you if we need to cancel it about 30 days in advance.
We have no new business or old business?
Not at this time. Well, we're still hoping either at that November meeting or maybe a December meeting if we have one to conduct a workshop for the upcoming comprehensive planned work that we will be beginning in 2025. So we'll revisit that and do a workshop on that. And Greg Went will be here to assist.
Okay, we'll close the meeting.
That's the end of it. Thank you.